Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Greetings, travelers. Yeah, we're back. I'm here. This is a story for you all. Well, I've got something else in mind today. What I want to do is discuss something very, very personal to me, which is we were at Dragon Con recently, and one of the things that I discussed was the difference between reality and entertainment. Right, there is a big difference between that. Like Mr. Rob the Doll documentary and Mr. Ancient Aliens here. Yes, there is. They cut our stuff. They edit our stuff. They make it for television. So when we discuss a thing for 2 hours, they cut it down to 15 minutes, or they cut it down to 5 seconds, or in my Ancient Aliens case, about a minute and a half. And that's why people say things that we didn't say, and things are adjusted. You know, we know the world of AI and things like that are even more so able to fix things now. And we get all those wonderful vlogs of Bigfoot and Mothman saying stupid things as they're filming themselves. They're great. They're a lot of fun. They're entertainment, right? Now, some people talking about Warren's new movie just came out. It's entertainment, people. The Smurl Haunting was completely different than what you see on that movie. Also, people say, oh, Ed and Lorraine, they brought the paranormal to the forefront and brought attention to it. Also, people talk about others that have done that, like our wonderful guys, the Ghost Hunters, who were plumbers who hunted ghosts on the side. And guess what? They brought it to the mainstream. Ghost Adventures, Zach, he brings it everywhere and millions of people watch his stuff. But we got to remember, it's entertainment, gang. It's entertainment. So tonight, I'm going to talk about a few people who brought entertainment a little too strong. So we're going to note that it is the time of year where the veil between the living and the dead thins. And the voices of the past grow bold. Tonight, we gather not to summon spirits, but to unmask them. So I'm going to talk about some of the most famous mediums in history, and psychics, and the ones who spoke from the dead, but were pretty much caught in the act of tricking the living. So we're going to go back in the Wayback Machine to the 1980s. We're going to talk about Doris Stokes. And she was the darling of the psychic stage in the 80s in the UK. She'd stand beneath the spotlight, eyes closed, and call out to strangers in the dark. And then she, one famous case, shouted, "Your son says he's sorry for the accident." And a lady in the audience cried, "Oh my God, it's true, it's true." And the audience is just in tears. It was a beautiful moment. And then one attendee later told the reporter that it was as if she'd been in the room where the accident happened, and we couldn't breathe. It was amazing. But our friend the skeptics and critical thinkers started looking into it, and they started realizing there was more to this, and they started realizing that she had assistants mingling in the lobby before the shows, and she would gather names and tragedies and details. And then they would also invite select people that they had found from obituaries that they had memorized and clipped. So remember, this is early days, no internet, no stuff like that. So it was pretty easy to figure out what was going on. So there might have been spirits there, but I don't think so. We pretty much proved her as a fake, sadly. Now, Colin Fry. Now, here's a guy. He had seances in pitch black. And the only way he could talk to the spirits was through the sound of a spirit trumpet, which would float through the air, and you would hear voices whispering from its mouth. And he would do that, and people would be aghast as this trumpet would move around through the air on this darkened stage. And then one night, the lights accidentally came on, and there he was standing there, trumpet in hand, and the ghosts had vanished. The magic was destroyed. And one of the famous people in the audience that day said, we all just kind of stared at him and no one spoke. And it was like catching Santa in the act, they said. So now Fry claimed the spirits took control of him, and that's what had made him do that. But the audience, no, they never forgot that. It's a very human hand holding this spirit horn, and he never recovered his career. Now, one of my most favorites, if you watch British's Most Haunted, their psychic was Derek Acora. I think I'm pronouncing it right, but I just remember Derek. And he roamed ancient ruins, and he would channel the dead, and he would call forth his spirit guides. And one night, he was possessed by a spirit named Creed Kafir. Creed Kafir. And there was this distorted voice. He came through with, I am Creed Kafir. The name was a total trap. It had been created by his writing crew. The Creed Kafir was an anagram, Derek Faker. So they planted it in his papers. And one of my favorite quotes is the cameraman later said, we were all just biting our lips to not laughing because he was selling it so hard. The ghost was total fiction, and that possession was just a total performance. And then we've got Sally Morgan. Now, Sally Morgan was the psychic to the stars, and she would fill auditoriums with rapid fire messages from the dead. This is in the, you know, mid-2005 to 2010 was when she was most famous. But in 2011, what happened was, is they heard the audience who was watching her heard another voice, and it was a man's voice. And what we found out was she had an earpiece, and it was leaking into the sound system, and the man's voice was her partner who was telling her all the things to say. So, and the audience was like, oh, we could hear him clear as day. He was telling her exactly what she was supposed to say. And she denied it and actually won her libel case against the Sun newspaper that printed all this. But the image of that the hidden prompter in the wings was just, that was the end of her career, basically. So we'll talk some more about a few more famous ones. And then we're going to talk about the last person ever convicted of witchcraft when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Okay, those are the fun ones. Now we're going to get into some serious cases of psychic. So, you know, we talk about this, you know, the allure of communicating with the dead, for seeing the future. It's has fascinated us forever. And it gave rise to basically a multi-million dollar industry of psychics, mediums, spiritual advisors. Now, while many do operate saying, hey, we're entertainment, we're spiritual guidance, but some have been exposed as frauds and they preyed on the weak and vulnerable. And that's the ones we can't stand, right? So we'll first talk about the Maria Duvall scam. Now, this one was a far-reaching scam, probably one of the biggest in U.S. history. It was a mail fraud scam, and it ran for about 2 decades and swindled about $200 million from 1.4 million victims, primarily the elderly and many of the financially distressed, sadly. And it basically involved, they sent personalized letters, seemingly from a renowned psychic named Maria Duvall. They promised wealth, luck, solutions to personal problems in exchange for a small fee. And they created this false sense of personal connection and urgency. They targeted individuals on mailing lists known to be receptive to such offers. And the mastermind behind this fraud was Patrice Runner, a Canadian citizen. And Runner and his associates used a network of shell companies to process payments and obscure their involvement. The letters were mass-produced, were designed to appear as if Duvall was a genuine psychic and had a vision about the recipient. And the scheme didn't get brought down until a lengthy investigation by the Postal Service. And in June of 2023, Patrice Runner was convicted of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, as well as multiple counts of mail and wire fraud, and he was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. So there we go, one of the first psychics there. Sylvia Brown was a self-proclaimed psychic who gained widespread fame through television appearances, particularly on the Montel Williams show, and she had a number of books. And her career was riddled with very much false predictions, controversial statements, and she made pronouncements about missing persons and criminal cases, and many of which were tragically incorrect. One of her most notorious predictions was in 2004 when she told the mother of Amanda Berry, a missing teenager, that her daughter was dead. And then Berry was found alive in 2013 after being held captive for a decade. And her mother had died believing her daughter was gone. So skeptics and investigative journalists meticulously documented her failures. And despite her claims of having an 85% accuracy rate, her predictions showed she had almost zero accuracy. And while she was never convicted of fraud, that's a cautionary tale. Don't believe in unsubstantiated claims, right? So probably the most famous was Miss Cleo, Call Me Now, right? Late 90s. Early 2000s, you saw her every night on television. Call the paper, call 900 number, free psychic readings. And it was not what you thought. You never got Miss Cleo. These free rates were not free. And it was very much a bait and switch tactic, luring into a lengthy and expensive call. And the psychics were actors and script readers and people working call centers, basically. The FTC finally stepped in when a reporter got leaked one of their scripts and then made the call and saw it was check mark on that. So the companies behind Miss Cleo got shut down in 2002. They had engaged in false advertising, billing practices. They had $500 million in consumer debt and they had to pay a $5 million fine that they all had to do. And then the wonderful actress, Yuri Harris, who played Miss Cleo, was not held personally liable. She was just an actress. Come on. She just played the part. Now, the guy who debunked a lot of this, who helped debunk it, was M. Lamar Keene. He was a prominent figure in the spiritualist movement. And he, basically in 1976, wrote a book called The Psychic Mafia. And Keene admitted to being a complete fraud, and he talked about the elaborate techniques he and his colleagues used to deceive their clients. He talked about network of psychics who would share information about their clients. And then they would practice hot readings, which would create the, you know, illusion of spiritual knowledge, where they had people in the audience circulating before a show to get names and stuff. Also collecting obituaries and stuff like that. And then cold readings, he described, which is where he would figure out people's personalities and figure things like, I'm detecting a word with an M. I'm detecting someone with a K, or an old man who died recently. Yeah, because old people die recently. People with names, he'd just guess on it. And he would also talk about methods for faking spirit manifestations, levitating tables, and how to produce ectoplasm. And it made him a target from other psychics. And he was the victim of a shooting. So that's what can happen when you start debunking things. Now, there was a faith healer kind of off the path of psychics here, but Peter Popoff. He was, again, used these deceptive tactics. He would claim to receive divine revelations about his audience's illnesses and their personal lives. And then he would then heal them. And it was debunked in 1986 by our wonderful James, the amazing Randy. Randy and his team discovered that his wife was feeding him information via a hidden radio receiver. And they recorded her transmissions, which included names, addresses, and ailments of audience members, which he would then repeat as if they were messages from God. And this exposure was broadcast on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and it just collapsed his ministry. He kind of made a comeback later, but that just shows you, you know, don't use this stuff like that. So going to Tonight Show, I got to mention Criswell, one of my favorite characters from the 20th century. Harone Criswell King, also known as the Amazing Criswell, was his favorite quote was, "Greetings, my friends. We are all interested in the future, as that is where we are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not." Criswell's whole stick was being a psychic, but his predictions were less than the world will end on Tuesday. More, it would be like, the world will end on Tuesday and all metal will turn to rubber, causing horrific amusement park accidents. You know, he was that just kind of guy that would confidently tell you that mass cannibalism was just around the corner, just like he was discussing the weather. Man, this guy was great. He was always hilariously wrong. Most famous prediction was that the world will cease to exist on August 18th, 1999. I think we're still here unless, you know, the Hadron Collider has created an alternate universe where Dolly didn't have braces. But anyway, he predicted that bed bugs would take over Boston. And, you know, he was fun. Of course, most famous, he narrated Plan 9 from Outer Space. He appeared in Ed Wood's amazing film, Orgy of the Dead, as this kind of satanic S&M ringmaster. Because of course he did. That's this guy. But he was on The Tonight Show a bunch and a lot of fun. And famously, he slept in a coffin because he just thought it made him seem weird. He wasn't a prophet. He didn't claim to be a full psychic. He was a performance artist. He was hilarious and he dressed amazing. So, you know, enjoy him for what he is. But we're going to talk real quick about the last witch of Britain, Helen Duncan. This is our final act. She was born in Scotland in 1897, and she was a medium who conjured not just voices, but shapes. Ghostly forms wrapped in ectoplasm oozed from her mouth like pale silk. And her audiences would sit in tight circles, hands clasped, and the air thick with that candle smoke. And she would wear a black robe and blindfold her spirit guide, and Albert would speak in a slow drawl. One person remembered, when the curtains opened, I saw a face, pale, floating. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. In 1941, she summoned the spirit of a sailor from the HMS Barham, and he said that his ship sank. The problem with this was a military secret. The Admiralty Board of England had not announced that ship had gone down. It was classified. And they were convinced she might reveal more problems. She might reveal the plans for something coming up called D-Day. So in 1944, they raided her seance in Portsmouth. But they charged her not with fraud, but under the Witchcraft Act of 1735, which is a law over two centuries old. So the Witchcraft Act was not about burning witches. It assumed witchcraft and spiritualism weren't real. Instead, it punished those who pretended to have magical powers, treating them as fraudsters. The maximum penalty was a year in prison. And by the mid 20th century, this thing was an ancient relic. People had forgotten about it until Helen Duncan's trial. It made headlines. She was convicted. She was sent to jail for 10 months. And now there was a public outcry over her conviction, and it did help Parliament push to repeal the act, but not till 1951. They did replace it with the Fraudulent Mediums Act, which targeted deception for profit rather than supernatural claims. So the prosecution painted her as a dangerous fraud. The defense argued she was harmless. She was just comforting the bereaved. But the Daily Mail reported, medium jailed as witch. Portsmouth seance ends in arrest. And she served 9 months in Holloway Prison. And so she was the last person in Britain ever jailed for witchcraft. Interesting, right? So the Maria Duval scam, Sylvia Brown, Miss Cleo, Peter Popoff. That just shows how many people use different memes to fraudulently use psychic powers. Faith healers, mass mailings, deceptive advertising, cold reading, electronics. It's just shows how many people can do these things. And these are the most egregious offenders. The psychic industry is still largely unregulated. And these stories serve as a reminder, just approach these things with a skeptic's brain here. Don't, if somebody has supernatural abilities, just say, all right, be wary. Even Ed and Lorraine Warren, they admitted they were only good about 60% of the time. So there you go. Now, I still say psychics are probably one of the best tools for ghost hunting and spirit hunting and stuff like that, because I'd rather have someone's impressions and emotions rather than a spirit box that's randomly picking words or a radio thing that's just rotating radio channels. There's just EMF detectors are too easy to fool. So you got to go a mix of both, gang. That's just how we do it. But anyway, all that said, you got some travels ahead for you, gang. If you want to go to some of these places that they happen, London Stage is a great place for most of those locations. And you can also look out to your local library and look up books on psychics. Also, watch some of the old Johnny Carson appearances at Criswell. And you'll have a good time. But let's end with this. Some say they were frauds. Others martyrs to the unseen. But on nights like this, when the wind rattles and the windows shake, the candle burns low, you might hear them still. And Helen, she was noted to vomit forth ectoplasm. They figured out it was cheesecloths and egg whites that she would swallow before the performance. So if that ghostly face appears in the window and you smell that egg and the damp cloth, well, maybe Helen Duncan has come for one last seance, and we'll see you on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.